Pre-opening markets are coming up in a moment here on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. Sorry that the HD 2 and 3 signals are not working today. We're trying to restore those as soon as we can. Our challenge this year is to encourage more listeners to become supporters, so we're asking you to help us build a member match fund to kick off our fall pledge campaign with a Power Hour Thursday, October the 16th. By giving early, you'll encourage others to follow your lead and keep the pledge drive efficient. Send a check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. And now with the pre-opening commodity market report, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices today are called steady to a dollar lower, pressured by seasonal expansion in supplies and generally slow buying interest by packers amid demand uncertainty. Most plants are said to be well supplied with animals until late in the week. Some are nearly done buying for the weekdays, but need to purchase a few more loads for Saturday. But the plants appear to be well enough along in their bookings that most will try to save some money on the remainder. Peoria's called steady today. Top price of 46 even. They say they held steady yesterday, and they'll do it again today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Monday, September 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,129. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.50 to $68.92. The weighted average was $64.38. That was down $1.98 from Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $45.77 to $54.77. The weighted average was $50.91. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 18,634. The base price range was $60.75 to $72.00 even. The weighted average was $67.95, down $1.45 from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $46.74 to $53.50. The weighted average was $51.16.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
We'll take a look at how prices fared overnight. Coming up, we'll also get a pre-opening call from Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities. Right now, a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. There's still a lot of fields underwater across the Midwest and two-state area. Of course, not everywhere, just the areas that got the heaviest rain, and especially over the last couple of days in north-central and northeastern Illinois and northwestern Indiana and parts of southern lower Michigan. Chicago ended up with a couple of days getting 12.5 inches of rain, for example. And that's close to average for the entire three-month period of June, July, and August. So they got a summer's worth of rainfall really just in 2 days' time. And it came too fast and too late to be beneficial. In fact, it was probably detrimental because of the fact that it came down so hard, so quickly, soaking fields and maybe weakening some of the crops. And where there's a lot of wind, too, we still don't know the damage from the strong winds over Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, and southeast lower Michigan on Sunday. But that's another problem that occurred. Bottom line is the weather's not been very good for crops here since the beginning of August, because we had an extended period of dry weather at a time when the crops, especially the beans, needed moisture. Now we're getting heavy rainfall, or many places have gotten it when it's not needed. And it's also been a little bit cooler than average, and crops that were planted later are not growing as fast as they need to in order to get out of the fields in time. So we do have a lot of factors here that are at least potentially going to reduce yields quite a bit. I think the one thing that will be important over the next few weeks will be temperature. Temperatures have got to stay warm enough for crops to mature, and also warm enough to not have a frost come in and nip them. And we also need to have moisture, not so much. We need to have dry days. We are, over the next week in the Midwest, generally going to be dry. Temperatures the next couple of days will be running a bit below average, then we'll be near average and actually above average on some daytime. So temperatures are not going to be ideal for fast growth, but then you don't expect ideal conditions for fast growth once you get into the second half of September and beyond. But I think the temperatures overall will at least be cooperative for this time of year. Now, as far as frost is concerned, I don't think Illinois and Indiana is in the threat of any frost just yet. The American model, medium range model, continues to sometimes hint at some very cold air coming this way late in the month, or at least toward part of the Midwest. And the European model is also in agreement with some cold air getting to the U.S.-Canadian border on about the 25th of September or so. So the morning of the 25th of September, there could be frost in northern Minnesota, parts of North Dakota, and Montana. And that's consensus between two models here. And cooler than average air will be flowing into the upper Midwest at that time. Now, that will be followed by another surge of cold air a couple days later on the 27th, and that could bring a freeze to parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota and scattered frost farther south into Minnesota and maybe northern Wisconsin. It's borderline at this time, but it looks like the 27th or 28th that could happen. Again, I don't see any frosty air coming into Illinois and Indiana, but there's a lot of unusually cold air for this time of year in Canada. And if any of that comes southward, it could spell trouble in our area come sometime in October. But right now, it looks like, according to all the maps, we will make it through September in the first couple days of October, at least, without any frost worries in Illinois and Indiana. Precipitation doesn't look like much over the next week. Better chance of some showers developing in the week that follows. But this is still the tropical season. The tropics are pretty quiet at the moment, but that could influence the weather pattern more than a week out if a tropical storm or hurricane does develop in the Atlantic Basin. That then has an impact on weather systems moving west to east across the country down the road. So more than about a week out, things not certain just yet, but right now it looks like we're going to finish up September drier than we started it, and temperatures running generally seasonable, some cool nights, but generally warm days. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's go to overnight trade. In Kansas City, December wheat opened overnight at 7.62¾, down 0.75 cents. Last traded down 11¼. Minneapolis spring wheat, 7.88¾ on the D's contract, down 0.5 on the open. Last trade down 8¼. On the CME group, December wheat opened at 7.25 overnight, down 2. Last trade down 7½. March, 7.49¼, up 0.25. Last trade down 7½. And the May wheat opened at 7.64½, up 2½. Last traded down 12¾. December corn opened at 5.61½, down 0.5. Last traded down 11. March at 5.80, down 0.25. Last trade down 14. May corn 5.92½, up 0.5. Last trade down 11¾. And July $6 even, down 0¼ cents. Last trade down 10¼. In the beans, November opened at 11.68¾, down 10¼ on the open. Last trade down 20. January 11.84¼, down 10½. Last trade down 20½ cents. March at 12 even, down 8½. Last trade down 26¾. And the May soybeans opened at 12.04, down 12. Last traded down 20. October bean meal opened at 334.70, down 1.80. Last traded down 6 even. And bean oil for October, 45.95, down 13 on the open. Last traded down 105. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we see the jitters about Wall Street. Notice that the Dow went down about a couple hundred points, came back a little bit, it's now off about 100. But I don't know if that's really going to temper what the decrease might be on the opening call in the commodity markets.
I don't know that it will. I mean, this financial mess, which is continuing to grow, and we haven't seen the end of it, continues to push commodities lower. You got to realize a lot of these funds were handled by these banks and insurance companies are going under, and to help support their present position, they have to say, get me out of that. They have to put the entire amount down. Like if I go buy beans, I only put $3,500 down. If they do, $12 times $5,000 is $60,000. So if they have X number of contracts, they bring that money back in to try to help shore up their positions. But at the moment, it's bad on the commodities. We're also close to harvest, and we're looking for corn down 10 to 12, beans down 15 to 20, and wheat down 5 to 10 this morning.
So it's not just the financial markets that traders will be looking at today. There is going to be some fundamental new news that they're going to look at?
Right. We're ready for harvest. As harvest comes in, a certain amount of grain does get freed up for end users, and why buy a whole bunch right ahead of harvest. So harvest in this area is another 10 days to 3 weeks away. But when it does happen, there will be a lot of corn, a lot of beans available to end users. So there's no need for them to go out and buy extreme amounts right now.
What about producers? What should they be looking at with this?
Producers right now, I would not try to be selling anything. I would be trying to store, line up storage for everything that I can. We do think we will recover in winter.
All right. Again, your calls?
Calls are corn 10 to 12 lower, beans 15 to 20 lower.
And what do you have on the Merck, the livestock?
On the Merck, we have cash up to $2 higher in the cattle, but the mixed here at the markets and hogs mixed at the markets here, cash unchanged to down 50 cents.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Tom.
Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities in Normal. Let's take a look at those outside markets where people are not just watching the stocks today on this Tuesday, but also the crude oil market. It's down substantially once again. The price of a barrel of crude on the November contract in New York is down $4.69 a barrel. It's now at the $91 level. Hard to think that a couple months ago we were looking at $130, $140 oil. The stock markets look like this at the moment. The Dow is down about 111 points now, about up one percentage point at 10,806. The NASDAQ is down 25.5, or about 1.2% at 2154. The S&P 500 down 1.5%, about 18 points at 1174. The CRB index right now is at 341.83, down 643, and the U.S. dollar 78.78, up 35. This is WILL 580 AM, Urbana. It's 9:01.